As we come into the practice, be very deliberate about your posture. We're going to do a posture with the image of a lake, and you may care to be lying down for it, but it can be done sitting or standing, whatever you prefer. So just check your energy, how it's doing. And if your energy is low, you'll do better with sitting or standing. But if your energy feels really quite good, quite high, then you could lie down for this. And regardless of whether you're lying down, sitting or standing, just feel into the touch points that the body makes with the surfaces. And feeling along with those touch points a sense of the whole body. And keeping friendly interest alive throughout the practice. Set that intention for yourself. To be curious and kind with whatever should show. Beginning to feel as well the breath within the whole body. Breath and body as a whole, a nice wide awareness. And within this wide awareness, just listening to this reading that conjures up some images of a lake that may inform our practice. But keep feeling breath and body together as you listen. This is from Thoreau. It's from the 19th century, from his book, Walden. And it goes like this. In such a day, in September or October, Walden is a perfect forest mirror. So he's talking about Walden Pond. Walden is a perfect forest mirror, set round with stones as precious to my eye as if fewer or rarer. Nothing so fair, so pure, and at the same time so large as a lake, lies on the surface of the earth. Sky water, it needs no fence. Nations come and go without defiling it. It is a mirror which no stone can crack, whose quicksilver will never wear off, whose gilding nature continually repairs. No storms, no dust can dim its surface ever fresh. A mirror in which all impurity presented to it sinks, swept and dusted by the sun's hazy brush. This the light dust cloth, which retains no breath that is breathed on it, but sends its own to float as clouds high above its surface and be reflected in its bosom still. And so, again, feeling into breath and body as a whole. And then allow that reading to help you conjure up a still forest, pool, or lake. Perhaps one that you know or you've seen a picture of. And you don't have to imagine it. Not all of us can imagine. Sensing into the lake is sufficient. But just sense into it and imagine that the lake is totally calm. It's flat like a mirror. And like a mirror, it's reflecting. It's reflecting shrubs and trees at its edges. Sky, clouds overhead. Dazzling reflections of sunlight. Or smooth reflections of moonlight. And feeling breath and body as a whole. See if you can allow yourself to become one with the lake and its energies and its qualities, with the calmness, the serenity of the lake. Even if you're not feeling it, make the intention to connect with it, to be this calm, serene lake. And as experiences show up, can you just reflect them like that mirror quality of the lake? Not get caught up in them, but just reflect them back at the surface like a mirror. Not adding any extra. And like all water, completely accepting, receptive. That openness. And so doing your best to feel breath and body as a whole. And being the lake, serene, receptive, reflecting. And like ourselves, lakes aren't always calm and serene. And so if you're feeling any restless worry energy, you might liken that to the lake being windswept, the waters getting choppy with the wind. And just feel into that. Feel that energy, that choppiness, that windsweptness. Feel it through your body, breath and body as a whole, and let the image of the lake help you. Because ultimately, the winds do subside. The waves, the choppiness does subside. The waters receive that choppy, restless energy, and it settles, and it settles, and it settles. So can we also receive it, allowing it to settle? And this requires being very still. Let the energy move through, just like the lake would. With lake meditation, the hindrance of sloth and torpor can easily show up. That sleepy mind body, and we can use the image of the lake being covered with algae and weeds. Using this image to help us feel that in the body. That sluggishness. And by being receptive to it, you might be able to gently clear the weeds, the algae. If you're noticing a lot of wanting mind, you might use the image of the lake now colored by a dye. And just feel how perhaps all the thoughts and emotions are getting colored by this wanting. Feel into it through breath and body as a whole. Allow it to be here. Receive it. Let it settle and subside like a fountain, forest rather, lake. And opposite to the wanting is the not wanting, the aversion. And here we might imagine or sense into the lake now bubbling and boiling, churning. And you might feel those bubbling, boiling, churning energies through the body. Can you receive them? Just as the lake would. Just receive them. Let it move through with interest and friendliness, without adding extra. And then rest again in breath and body as a whole. Calm, serene, reflecting all that is, like a forest lake. And our fifth hindrance of doubt. We might use the image of the lake now all muddy. And so our minds can feel very muddy when we're filled with doubt. Oh, I can't do this. This is not the right practice, etc., etc. Just name and feel into that muddiness. Receive it like the lake. Feel it through the body. Keep naming it and feeling it. Breathe into it. Without aversion. Simply letting the muddiness be here and be known. And with that, it has a chance to settle. And then there's clearness. The lake is clear, calm, still, reflecting all things as it receives all things. No problem. Just life happening. beneath the surface of the lake, regardless of how it is, choppy, boiling, beneath that surface, a few feet down, it's calm. There are calm undulations, a swaying of the waters. So with whatever hindrance, troubling experience may show, yes, feel the surface of it through breath and body, and go deeper. Drop beneath it. Feel into the calm, clarity, and stillness that's always there. And breath and body as a whole help us with this. And when you're practicing at home, you might find it helpful to extend this practice a few extra minutes and continually drop beneath the surface of whatever agitation, whatever hindrance may be showing, into that calm that's always here. It helps to remember that when we cultivate some calm within ourselves, it radiates outwards, it ripples outwards, to use the water metaphor, and affects others. And you might care to think of who you would like to dedicate the benefits of this practice, yes, to ourselves, but who else in your life might benefit from anything that's happened with the practice that has been helpful for you, settling, calming. And listening to Yeats as he wrote, "We can make our minds so like still water that beings gather about us that they may see, maybe, their own images and so live for a moment with a clearer, perhaps even with a fiercer life because of our quiet." And so may our practice be of benefit to ourselves, those we hold dear, and to all beings. Listening fully to the end of the bells before you move out of the meditation.